Okay, and we'll continue with the call. Joining us on the line now is Colorado head coach Linda Lappe. Coach, if you would start with an opening statement, please.
Well, we're excited to be where we're at so far this season. We feel like we're off to a good start. Obviously not where we want to be in a few areas, but we're continuing to get better every single day in practice and in every game, and have obviously a big one this weekend when we go to Louisville, and so that will be a great test for us. We'll be able to see where we're at with one of the nation's best teams, and to be able to play in their arena, it's going to be a great atmosphere, a great environment for women's college basketball. So we're just excited for the opportunity to be able to travel there, and I know regardless of the outcome, we're going to get better, and we're going to learn a lot about our team.
And now we'll open it up to media.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Michelle Smith, ESPN.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you guys are doing well as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Are you feeling good about where you guys are on both ends of the floor?
You know, we feel really good with where we're at offensively, which is, you know, kind of different for our team. Normally, we're a very good defensive team. I feel like offensively this year, we've been able to do some great things. We have, you know, 5 players on the floor at any one time that can create and score and make great passes. And so I like how our offense is looking right now. I like the way we're moving without the ball and being able to see the open player. I think all of that is very, very good. Defensively, we've been pretty up and down. You know, just our defensive intensity hasn't been where it needs to be. We've really challenged our team this week in terms of getting better defensively. You know, there's going to be nights where you can't score the ball as well as you normally would want to, and teams that can bear down and get stops when you need to get stops and just be tough to score against, you can stay in most every game and have a chance to win it at the end. So, you know, rebounding wise, I feel like that's another area that we've been pretty good numbers wise, but I'm not happy with just what we've seen in terms of our box outs and our fundamentals with rebounding the basketball. So we've been working hard on just our rebounding fundamentals as well.
From a timing perspective, to play Louisville at this point, I mean, really, you're not that far away from the start of conference play now. You'll be another maybe 10 days and you'll be in the conference schedule. So do you feel like this is a great time for a barometer game?
It's a perfect time, yeah. We've had a lot of games now to be able to get better and to see where we need to go and see where our strengths are. And you know, I think for our players and for our staff, it's time to play somebody that's really going to test us in every way. They're going to test us defensively, test us rebounding, test us offensively, and you know, because they play so many different defenses and try to change things up a lot. So it's going to be an exciting game. And yeah, I think we're more than ready to have that test.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Kyle Ringo, the Daily Camera.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
I know that coaches don't often like to look at things this way, but is this game this weekend, is it a chance maybe for a benchmark win if you can win it and maybe a chance for your program to take another big step forward?
Yeah, I think it is an opportunity for us to take another step forward. We feel like going to Louisville and playing in that environment is something that none of our players have been in except for maybe our seniors playing in the Big 12 and playing at Iowa State or, you know, playing at A&M. So we feel like for us to be able to play well in that environment in front of a crowd and also not just in front of a crowd, but to play a good team like Louisville, they're off to a great start. They've had some good games that they've played and been able to win some close games. So we're excited for the opportunity, and we're just going to go in there. And I know most people probably don't expect us to win, but we're gonna have a great perspective going into the game, and we're going to be excited and have a lot of fun.
Also curious, what, in your mind, what has been the biggest surprise in your program so far this season?
probably just the way our offense is moving and clicking, you know, with having a new point guard this year and utilizing Lexi Russell and Brittany Wilson. You know, they're two different point guards, but what they've been able to do in terms of getting our team into the offense and helping our offense, you know, just move the ball and get everybody involved, I think has been a huge bonus for us. You know, obviously losing Chucky, you don't know exactly what your offense will look like, but the way that we've been able to get everybody involved, get our post players involved, get our three-point shooters involved, get our penetrators involved, I think we have become a pretty tough team to guard at times. So something that we can definitely build on, but I think that's probably maybe we always expect to be good defensively, and we've spent a lot of time offensively, and you can definitely see that in how our players have responded.
Thanks, Coach.
And then no further questions at this time.
Hey, thank you, Coach, for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.